This episode is brought to you by Northwind Adventures.
Hiya folks, Old Man Grognard here. Say, if you ever wanted to experience the thrilling adventures of fantastic pulp fantasy stories at the tabletop, Northwind Adventures has got a role-playing game for you with Hyperborea. Based on the solid foundation of the original 1974 fantasy game, author Jeffrey Talanian has crafted an exciting, vibrant world using the inspiration of authors like Howard Smith and Lovecraft. With paper, pencil, and a handful of dice, your characters can explore the wonder, danger, and thrills of a rugged world beyond the North Wind. Explore dungeons, fight off monsters mundane, fantastic, and alien. Discover lost civilizations, battle mighty wizards, evil cultists, vicious warlords, and more. With 26 classes to choose from, your characters can quickly find fortune and glory on the road to high adventure, all in the land of Hyperborea. From Northwind Adventures, you'll find it at hyperborea.tv.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. Nice day out. Well, today I'm just sort of thinking about my Champions days and the Supers and all that. And also I've talked about fantasy businesses before, small businesses, or maybe small chains. I do have one in my world called AccuQuest, and it's a chain of people. It's a temp agency for adventurers, and they send them out on, you know, they either send them out locally or sometimes they have different offices around the land, and they all have magical teleport pads to get them and their equipment to where, at least close to where they need to go. And it's pretty much a temp, you know, a temp thing. They hire per adventure, per whatever contract it is. And I was thinking I've had a lot of fun with that, because sometimes, and mostly because sometimes they get where they're supposed to go. They're supposed to put them like from one teleport pad goes to any of the other ones that they choose. But sometimes they malfunction and they end up from 50 to 1,000 miles away from where they're supposed to be, or sometimes right in the middle of where they're supposed to be. And that's the fun. You can have all kinds of fun, like contract, you know, false contracts and people not, you know, and them not paying. And you can have a whole lot of fun with that. And I thought about my Supers games and Champions. And I remember way back in the 80s, they had this one 4-issue limited series, and I think they did a couple more limited issues later on Marvel did, called Damage Control. And what it was the trials and tribulations of the company that New York City hires to clean up after all the Supers battles. And it was pretty entertaining. I really liked it. And I thought that would be so cool for other worlds. I mean, that's where I got the idea of AccuQuest. And I also had an idea about a mage who made a cottage industry out of low-level spells on scrolls, where whatever the spell was, first or third level spell, say. And you can always tell it's his because they do something that, oh, that's what's his name spell. And he could like hire people to get him things that he uses to manufacture these spells or to deliver these scrolls or something like that. That's another way to do it. That was another idea I had. But the one I thought of now is something that slipped my last Monday game ever on. And I said something that I got an inspiration point for, and I'm not going to say the name of it, but I'll tell you what it does. I'm not going to say the name of it because it's my name and I want to use it. And what it is characters who clean up things like dungeons and ruins and things like that. They get contracted out to clean up after something has happened, or maybe they have specialists in the group that specialize in resetting magical traps or something like that. You know how fond I am, like in in Gamble World or Mutant Future to have like a base of operations. I've talked to you about this before, where they have the trader hires the people out to go get artifacts to trade. And that's sort of along the same line. These people clean up after adventurers. These people clean up after whatever they want. Maybe there was a giant war and there was like a palace that was crumbled to dust and you have to clean it. They'd have specialists on there specializing in magical things and clerical things, and maybe a couple of clerics that help heal in case their workers get hurt or if they need research into a certain, okay, this thing was cursed. So it was cursed by ex-god or ex-demon, so we have to be careful, and especially resetting traps. I think that would be a fun adventure if you had this group go in to reset up a dungeon for some mage or lord or something like that because they want it to be protected. Maybe they're security experts, and they do that, or the security force of this cleanup squad. And so that's a great source of adventures right there. It's not the usual stuff. And I think that would be a whole lot of fun. So there's my idea for today. I'm going to let you have that one. And I may use it myself in the future. But anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognar@gmail.com. Or you can drop a voicemail on Anchor. We're monetized for as little as 99 cents a month. You too can help support this program, and I would thank you. I also have a single donation way of doing it too. I have a Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognar. You can give anywhere from $3 up to however much you want to give me. But in the meantime, I would like to thank these people who do the monthly thing. Jonathan, Oliver, Gilbert, Juan, Carlos, Daniel, Dan, Benjamin, Jason, John, Alan, Aaron, Michael, Randy, and Joe. Thank you, guys. If you want to hear some good podcasts, there's Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Mark C. Wallring's The Yawning Owlbear Podcast, Kevin's The Red Caps Podcast. We also have Big John Allen Larges, The Red Dice Diaries. Also, Randy and Joe over at Biggest Geekus and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.